Hello, Dr. Mindy Shaw here. Welcome back. This is our 27th podcast on teaching humanity remotely. Today I will be discussing very briefly our 9th governing principle that guides effective communication with children. And if you want to see more of what I'm recommending and suggesting in this book, please visit my website at learnwithmeremotely.com. That's learnwithmeremotely.com. There you will see 22 of my books. And I realized as I was reflecting about my first adult book, The Parent's Guide to Effective Communication with Children, I realized that in a particular way, all of my books really serve as a parent's guide, because what I'm writing about is what children need to learn: social skills, daily living skills, life lessons that can be challenging to talk about. And so what parents get to understand and experience and see by reading these books with their children is really how to speak with their children. All books serve as a model. So if you want to discuss anger with your child, or if you want to discuss bullying or being flexible or taking responsibility or stubborn, or how to deal with the death of a pet, or how to deal when your child needs to be timed out and they get angry and they miss the point of the invitation that timeout really brings, you can just read the books to your children. Your children are going to like the books because they're very child-centered, and they also are so relatable because the characters are always the same. So children really appreciate that kind of predictability, and you're going to learn as well. And that is really was my intention in writing all the books. And the parent guide certainly is, you know, really giving you 10 governing principles that guide communication, then answering your most frequently asked questions, which really illustrate how I use those 10 governing principles in effective communication in practical applications, you know, by answering your questions. But I really do believe that all the books can provide useful information for parents as well. And I think that's important. I thought this, I'm not sure if I shared this before, but I was thinking that a good kids movie is a movie that also keeps parents interested. There's adult humor. Kids don't get offended by it. They may miss it, but adults also get to stay up through the movie because they're entertained as well. And in my writing these books for children, I definitely incorporated the different stakeholders that may be reading the books and making sure that they get to learn something well. So that's for parents and teachers. So please feel free to visit my website at learnwithmeremotely.com. Soon, I'm going to be able to actually sell the books on my website and also dolls that illustrate the characters in the book. We're not there yet, but we will be there soon, and I hope that pleases the audience. At this point, anyway, we're talking about my 9th governing principle that guides effective communication, and that is being respectful. And the thing about being respectful is I believe respect needs to be mutual. It needs to be earned. I don't believe that it should be given just because I'm the grown-up. If I'm a grown-up who's disrespectful to children, then I don't feel children should just be respectful to me just because I'm the grown-up. I feel as the grown-up, I need to model respectful behavior. Based on my modeling respectful behavior to the children will naturally not only want to be respectful to me, but they will learn to be respectful towards me because I am treating them the way I want to be treated and the way I want them to treat others. So I think that being respectful really is something that is given only if it's earned. We need to respect each other. I need to be teaching that. You know, when I was a young kid, if my mother wanted me to do something, she would say something. If I would ask why, she would say, because I said so. You know, that might be true, but it's not the most respectful way to deal with what my mom wanted. It would have been more respectful if my mother wanted me to do something, like let's say make my bed or put away my things, for my mom to say, because this is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to make your bed. I make my bed and you know how to make your bed, and it's your responsibility to make your bed. I put my things away, and I taught you how to put your things away, and now you need to put your things away. So that's the key about being respectful. don't be afraid to give the information that you want. It is kind of like the golden rule, treat other people the way you want to be treated, but it's also like the five love languages where you treat your children the way they want to be treated, understanding their love language. And if their love language, let's say, is quality time, give them quality time. If their love language is acts of service, doing things for them, do things for and with them. Not taking the responsibility away of what they need to do. If their love language is words of affirmation, give them kind words to support them. So being respectful is really treating people the way you and they want to be treated. And then there will be no problem. It's hard for someone to want to open up to another person if they're not being respected. It just doesn't feel safe. We all need to feel safe. We get safe based on quality relationships that are built between people, and being respectful is one of the ways in which we gain quality relationships. Until next time, please enjoy everything I have to offer as I'm enjoying sharing with you at my website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Be well, stay healthy, talk to you next week.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast series, Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Thank you for listening. You can follow Dr. Shaw on Facebook. Her page is Learn With Me Remotely. That's on Facebook. That's also her website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Her podcasts and all the books that she's been referring to are on that site for purchase, and samples are there as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. Doctor is abbreviated DR, and the one is the number one, Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. And on Instagram at Dr. Mint with a T, Shaw. Thanks again for listening. Watch out for the next podcast in the series. That'll be coming real soon.